Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is gaining buy-in with use of new tools and technology in support of the technology and data management competency. Collectively, organizations around the globe spend almost $4 trillion each year on information technology. Of that $4 trillion, enterprise software accounts for nearly $500 million. In order to meet their unique needs, organizations should spend time up front to select the right tools, but just as importantly, they should invest in gaining user adoption. Unfortunately, many organizations fail to garner a critical mass of user buy-in for new technologies. Last year, Forrester reported that 47% of client relationship management, or CRM, implementations failed, for example. Accenture puts the number even lower, claiming that less than a third of organizations use 90% or more of a CRM's capabilities after full rollout. So how can you gain buy-in of new tools and technologies at NAVFAC? The following six best practices can help you persuade employees to embrace and use new technologies to their fullest potential. The number one best practice is to align the new tools or technology with the NAVFAC mission and objectives. When you change or implement processes, practices, and new technologies, people want to understand why. They deserve to know why they should invest their time and cognitive capacity in learning how to use a new system. A new technology that improves speed, accuracy, and performance in executing NAVFAC's mission probably also contributes to the Navy's focus on readiness and/or efficiency. If that is the case, be sure to describe those benefits in detail and use them in your communications. The second best practice is to describe the value the technology will deliver, such as cost and/or time savings, improvements in accuracy or other areas, and the added capabilities new tools or technologies are providing. Describe how adoption of a new technology might make NAVFAC more innovative and responsive to client needs. Consider and communicate the costs of not implementing the new tool or technology as well. Be sure to outline the impact to mission that would occur if the new tool or technology is not adopted. For example, if employees fail to use a new communications tool, communications across the command could become strained, resulting in silos. Best practice number three is to describe the WIIFM, or what's in it for me? NAVFAC employees care a great deal about their mission, but like everyone else, they want to know what's in it for them. Explain to employees how the new tools or systems might help them advance their careers, either within NAVFAC or beyond. Remind them that those who demonstrate adaptability, continuous learning, and technological competency are likely to have more opportunities now and in the future. Leverage employees' natural desire to compete as well. If they don't use the technology but a rival does, are they likely to lose status and perhaps opportunities as well? Sell the technology on how it will improve their work, whether through efficiencies or by facilitating collaboration and teamwork. Explain how the new tools might help them do their work more easily and enjoyably. Best practice number four is to gain influencers. You may need executive buy-in to resource a technology purchase, but peers, not executives, drive user adoption. By all means, seek executive support in communicating the importance of using new technologies, but be conscious of the fact that employees are influenced more by their peers than by executives. When more and more employees use the tool, a momentum forms, critical mass is reached, and the technology goes mainstream. To set this cycle in motion, start with influencers, those informal leaders that employees respect and follow. Spend time communicating the value of the tool to your influencers, including the connection to NAVFAC's mission and the WIIFM. Once you get several influencers on board to use and endorse the new technology, others will naturally follow. It is vital that potential users not only see the new technology as valuable for the organization and beneficial for themselves, but also as a tool that they can learn and use easily. Best practice number 5 is to customize or configure new tools and technology with users in mind. Start by understanding how employees do the work now or how it was done before the new technology was introduced. To the extent possible, configure the workflow in the new system to reflect and enhance processes and steps employees are already familiar with. Form a user group to test new technologies and recommend better configurations, flows, and processes. Pay close attention to the time and effort it takes for employees to learn and adopt the tool. The faster users can start doing things and extracting value from the technology, the more invested they will become, and the greater number of ambassadors you'll gain. Think about apps on smartphones. New ones often attract massive numbers of users almost overnight. Why? Because based on past experience, people are confident they can learn to use them quickly. Enterprise work technologies are more complex than smartphone apps, but the principle remains. Select them and configure them based on their user friendliness. Even though you choose and configure a new technology so that it is as user-friendly as possible, there will, in most cases, be a need for an orientation or training. Best practice number 6 is to provide this training. Formal training for thousands of employees in a large organization can be cost and time prohibitive, so select tools and technologies that are well-designed and intuitive. Consider lower cost but effective orientation and training options, where experienced users are teamed with novices. Ask experienced users to create step-by-step written instructions that can be shared throughout NAVFAC as downloadable aids and share newsletter tips, best practices, and use cases frequently. Adopting new tools and technologies across an organization can be a challenge, but using these best practices will help you gain buy-in and enthusiasm from employees. The resulting use of new technologies is likely to create efficiencies and improve the work experience for everyone. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development, at Navy.mil.